What's up? What's up? I've got a client story to talk to you guys about because this story applies to most people. And most people don't want to work out. That's a fact of the matter. You don't want to work out, right? Most people force themselves to work out. And that is why you're not super compliant with it. Right? It's not a thing you want to do. It's not a thing most people want to do. And so, therefore, it becomes a chore. It does not become a hobby. It is a hobby for some people, but it does not become a hobby because hobbies are things that you'd like to do. Where working out is not something most people like to do. So, this is how you get it to be something that you like to do. And I'm not saying this will work for everybody. I'm not saying this applies to everybody, because some people are perfectly fine with what they do on a regular basis as far as their workout, fitness, physical health, wellness, and performance strategy goes. But a lot of people, and I can argue that it is most people, because most people are not where they want to be physically. Most people are not where they want to be from a health perspective. So this is what you do if you are a person who is averse to working out or to putting forth effort into working out. You start little, right? One of the techniques I tell people is to just do things for 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes is not a daunting task. It's not a daunting task when it comes to exercise. It's not a daunting task when it comes to anything. If I asked you to listen to Stairway to Heaven, you wouldn't even be done with it by the time 5 minutes was up. So you'd want to do it for longer than that, right? So what I tell people to do is, you know what? Just work out for 5 minutes a day. Right, whether it be stretching or push-ups and sit-ups, whatever you want to do, 5 minutes a day. Right? Because what happens is people jump into fitness and they think that they have to kill themselves to get results. And it's what happens all the time in fitness. That's why you see a big population of these gyms and fitness centers that is just a HIIT workout, which is in actuality HIIS, right? So instead of high intensity interval training, they're actually doing high intensity steady state training, because when we look at that interval, that's talking about heart rate. It's not necessarily talking about time. We judge it by time because that's how we program it, but in reality what we're looking for is a heart rate change. But that's getting way besides the point. So really, one of the things that can make you successful with getting working out to be a thing that you don't necessarily hate or not want to do is to do little baby pieces of it, right? So it's to do, 20 minutes of just nice exercise, right? Getting your heart rate up a little bit or using your muscles a little bit and continuously doing that for, 3 or 4 weeks to where it becomes just a habit. Right, you just go to the gym for 20 minutes, or you work out in your garage for 20 minutes, and it's just a habit. And it's enjoyable because you're doing some other things with it, and you might be listening to music you like, you might be with a friend while you do it. And then you start to increase the workload. Rather than just going at it and trying as hard as you can at the beginning, if you are averse to working out, don't think about it that way. Right. Think about it in terms of like, what do I enjoy doing from a physical standpoint, or what effort level do I enjoy doing things at? Right. Then start doing it. The effort level can't be zero. It can't be zero. So you have to make some sort of effort. Right. It can't be, well, I enjoy watching Netflix, so that's what I'll do and hope I get in shape from that. No, it can't be zero. Right. So what is that level that you're like, yeah, this is cool. I'm good with this. Start there. Right, most people won't start there. They'll start at a level that they don't want to do in the first place, and then they'll think that they're going to, apply some form of consistency from that. It ain't going to happen. Right? You have to get uncomfortable, but if you get to a point where you're gonna end up losing anyway, that's not where that uncomfortability lies. There's levels of that too, right? There's levels of being uncomfortable. And if you just jump and think uncomfortable is all one level, so you kill yourself, how's that gonna work out? There's levels of uncomfortability. You have to find those levels. You can't just be like, oh, I'm super uncomfortable. This is gross. I've thrown up twice and I'm crying. That you're not gonna sustain that, all right? So what I suggest is for you to find a level of uncomfortability that you're like, yeah, I can do this. It's still slightly uncomfortable. It's not quite as easy as laying on the couch, but this is something I can keep up, and I'll keep this up. So when you need something to get you to be consistent, start there.